Join me in turning in your Bibles to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. I want to look at the second part of verse 1 here just for a few moments. I'd like to have a closing special time of prayer, dedicating our year to the Lord. I'd like for my deacons to help with that are here. Brother Mark and Charles and Mike, that'd be great. And pray for our brother Jake Stringer and Carey. They are celebrating their 25th anniversary, and they are certainly, I'm sure, enjoying that time. And we want to pray for their safe travels, and the Lord will bring them back. And we're going to also have our gift bags that we'll give out here in just a moment. But I want to bring out here in chapter 15, verse 1, as Jesus was explaining and making sure they totally understood that He was indeed the vine, and understand, what did He mean by the true vine? It simply means this, church. He is the absolute source of power. He's the absolute source of life. He's the life giver. He's the life supplier. He's the life sustainer. He's the one that gives us everything we have need of. Jesus says, I'm the vine. But He points out that my Father is the husbandman. Now, this husbandman, this is the expert vine dresser, if you will. It is tended, the vineyard is being tended by God the Father Himself. Isn't that a humble thought? That is, Jesus is the vine, and He's the source and the power for the branches to abide in. And of course, the Holy Spirit is involved in that process too, because He's living out the life of Christ through us. But I think about the Father. I want to focus in on the Father just a little bit of time we have this evening. The Father. The Father is the husbandman. He's tending the vineyard Himself, who, get this, knows best how to train and develop His children. God knows how to produce fruit. He's an expert vine dresser. He knows exactly which ones need pruning and purging. He knows which ones need to be cut off. He knows where you and I need to be treated. And by the way, I didn't get into that, and I'll try not to get into more either. But, you know, back to the limbs that pretty much are fruitless and they kind of die off. Well, a lot of times in those vineyards, what would happen is bugs, insects were a bad problem. Just like in agriculture today, they can be. And what it would do is it would get in and affect some of the branches. And, you know, I think that's another illustration. Sometimes that's the way sin is in our life. And what the Father does is the Father arranges things in our life, my life and your life. And He says, you know what? That area needs to be cut out. That area needs to be removed from the vine. He's not saying that He's going to do away with us and cast us away. Listen, if I was cast out for not having fruit in my life, I'd been gone a long time ago. Yeah. That's not what the metaphor is teaching, the truth that, look, God wants us to produce fruit. And He's going to do it. He's going to produce the fruit, and we're going to bear it. We're going to be the fruit bearers. But nevertheless, there are things that come in our life, but the Father sees that. He says, Brinson, maybe something to the degree of, son, you're doing all right over here. And I'm seeing that. But son, I don't think you realize this here. And I'm going to do some work over here of this part of the branch. We're going to. This is not producing anything, and it's not being used to bear fruit. So I'm going to give some attention to that. And sometimes He'll use different things in our life to get that out. And I'm glad He does, by the way. I'm glad He does. But then the Father looks at the other part and says, wow, my child here, you're producing some fruit here. And this is a blessing. This is what I designed you to do. This is what I desire to see in your life, this fruit. that you're having because you're abiding in my Son, Jesus Christ. And the Father says, look, you're producing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give it some pruning and some purging. So therefore you can bring forth more fruit. So it's not necessarily the quantity, but it's the quality that the Father is looking. You know, it's the fruit bearers that we're thinking about. And so the Father knows what this church needs. The Father knows what Crooked Creek Baptist needs in every season of its existence since 1803. He knows what every family in this church needs. He knows what every couple needs. He knows what every child needs. He knows. He's the Father. And He's a perfect Father. Amen? He's our Heavenly Father. And I believe that's why Jesus said, look, I am the vine. And don't forget, my Father is the husbandman, and He is going to do a great work in your life. I'm thinking right now of the Father who cares, the Father who knows, the Father who is patient and merciful. I think upon the Father is the husbandman. He knows when we don't know. Can I hold your place there, and can I direct your attention, please, to Matthew chapter 6? Would you hold your place right there in John 15? And look over there in Matthew chapter 6. Familiar passage of Scripture on the Sermon on the Mount. Notice what Jesus says here in verse 25. He says, therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, how they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. Now don't miss this next phrase. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. So let's read that second part of verse 32 together. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. And he goes on to say, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. I want you to focus on that statement that we read together. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Thank you, God. Right now, right at this moment, my Father knows every need in my life. He knows my spiritual needs. He knows my physical needs. He knows my emotional needs. He knows my financial needs. He knows everything about me. He knows every need you have. He knows your health needs. He knows what you need, friend. And Jesus is telling the disciples here, He said, look, fellas, I'm the vine. And as you abide in me, I'm going to provide a source of power that's my life that's going to flow through you. And it's going to provide everything you need because my Father is the husbandman. He's the vine dresser. He knows, and He's going to direct. He's going to orchestrate. And here's the thing. I don't know if anybody else can agree with this right here. But the truth of the matter is, I got to remind myself of this often. The truth of the matter is, a lot of times I think I know what I need. But here's the thing. Number one, I don't. I may think I know, oh Lord, if I had this, oh God, this would work out. I need, oh, if this was, look, does anybody else do that? Anybody that try to help God out? Yeah, yeah. But here's the truth, and this is a great comfort, and this is what Jesus is teaching here to the disciples. He says, fellas, my children, my brothers, he says, look, I want you to know, I'm going to give you everything you need when you abide in me. And it's because the Father knows exactly what you have need of. And there's some things that I don't even realize I need, but thank God the Father sees it. And there are some things that he sees that Brinson, son, you need to go through this. I know you don't think you need to, but the Father is our perfect Heavenly Father. And he's going to say, you know what? I'm going to do this in your life because you need it. But here's the great joy of it all. It goes back. Every need that I have will be supplied through the source, the vine. The Lord Jesus, His life, living through me. As I mentioned this morning, as I abide in Him, as I depend on Christ, as I commune with Christ, knowing Him intimately, just growing closer and closer. And as I truly obey Christ, I obey Him. But nevertheless, I can't help but think of our Heavenly Father tonight, knowing, going in 2026, He knows where you're at. He's going to do something special for you because He's a perfect Father. And He's going to direct us and our steps and our church. And He's going to help us. And this is a very great comfort to my heart. When I understand this doctrine, it helps me to be more humble and more dependent. Because what I, in essence, do, and what you can do and what you should do, is this. Lord, I have no control over this situation. Lord, I don't know what to do. I can't solve this issue. I don't have the ability in my own power. We're at the end of ourselves. And that's where God says, I know that. And that's why you're going to abide in the vine. And the Lord Jesus is going to live His life right out through you and me. So tonight, as we think upon this great truth of abiding in the vine, I want us to understand that everything we have need of, the Father knows about it. And I can say this with great authority. I hope it's not irreverently, but I can say with great authority, every need you have in your life tonight, the Father's working on it. He's working. He's working on you, and He's working on me. He's working on our church, and we can trust. Lord, what about this need, though? You don't understand the situation. It's so heavy and dark, and God, I don't know what to do here, and complex. I can't seem to get around this. God, I know. I feel you. But I believe we got to go back to what the Word says. Jesus is the vine. I'm going to abide in Him. And the Father, who knows the vineyard, knows what you need. He's doing whatever He's doing to bring forth a wonderful harvest of fruit. Fruit. Fruit-bearing believers. That's what we are looking for. That's the goal. Because as I close tonight, you'll hear this again. We may repeat it together because it's a very important understand this doctrine. The vine produces, the branches bear. The vine produces the fruit, the branches bear the fruit. But it only comes when we are in sweet communion with our Lord, walking with Him, is that fruit going to be. So I don't have any responsibility to produce fruit. I can't. In fact, this is a comfort to me as a pastor. I'm going to be very transparent with you. And I'm like, Lord, thank you for showing me this. Now, listen, this is not to dismiss my responsibility to study and pray and seek God. We all got to do that, don't we? But this is a relief to me tonight. I'm not responsible necessarily. I'm really not responsible for producing fruit in your life. Because I can't. That's only possible through the vine. And I'm not the vine. I want to try to get you to understand, and for me to understand as a pastor, I want us to understand that the life and the fruit will come through the abiding in the vine. But I understand as a pastor, I cannot produce fruit in this church. I cannot produce fruit in your life and my life. I can simply abide in the Lord and encourage you to do the same and let God bring forth fruit. Amen. Let's pray.